Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had an exciting day today for grain futures. We had two reports this morning. Both drove the markets different directions, actually. So before the 10 o'clock export report, everything was pretty weak, and then we had the export number, and then the market kind of waited around until the 11 o'clock report, which was the prospective plantings and the March quarterly stocks report, and then we had the fireworks after that. But for the most part, we closed strong across all three contracts, led higher by the front end of the soybeans, up 25 cents in May, up 20 in July. But then really, all things considered, the corn probably was the strongest contract here. We had corn in May up 9.5 cents at 501.5, but then December of 2014 was up 11.25 at 498.5. You have to keep in mind that $5 level is a very important psychological number. A lot of farmers will be looking at that level as sellers. So $5 is a psychological number. We're pretty much there on the entire curve. So we'll be watching that. And then beans, November crop, new crop, we're down 4, 1186.5. And then wheat futures, of course, pretty steady and held in there to close just a little bit green. July about 765, just up just over 1 cent. Of course, we've got rain in the forecast, so we might see some changes there.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
To break down the numbers this morning, the first export report, beans came in at 506,000 metric tons, below the low end of the range. So that was a bit bearish. Corn was 1.327 million metric tons, higher than the highest part of the range. That was bullish. And then wheat futures right in the middle here. Not anything exciting going on there. But the big one was 11 a.m., the prospective plantings. Corn planted acres or expected planted acres were 91.7 million acres. That is down 4% from last year and the lowest number since 2010. And that was 1 million acres or roughly 1 million acres lower than the average guess coming into the report. So that's what drove corn higher today. And then soybean planted acres was 81.5 million acres. A little bit higher than the guess and up 6% from last year. And that's the biggest bean crop we've seen. And then you've got wheat a little bit lower here, 55.8 million acres, 477,000 acres less than the guess. And that was down 1% from last year. Quarterly stocks, a little bit bearish for wheat here, a little bit bigger than the average guess. Corn was a touch bullish, and then beans were neutral to maybe a little bit bearish. But the overall report was deemed to be positive, driving prices higher.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 65 cents at 145.85. April feeders were down $1.32 at 177.02. And April lean hogs gained 42 cents on the day at 126 even. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up half a penny on the day at 764 even. Chicago May wheat was up 1¾ at 697 and 1/4. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was up 10 on the day at 5.02 even, and May soybeans gained 27.5 cents and closed at 14.64 even. In the cotton markets, May cotton was down 22 points at 93.52 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.